Page 21. Jervis School District 1, Director Position 1, First Candidate, Lenthal Kaup, K-A-U-P. Occupation, farming. Occupational background, farming. Educational background, Jervis Union High School, graduating class of 1958. Governmental experience, none. An open letter to the voters of the Jervis School District. I was born on August 28, 1940, at Route No. 1, Monmouth, Oregon. In 1943, my family moved into my current location. I attended Jervis Public Schools, graduating Jervis Union High School, class of 1958. I then did my military obligation, returning in 1963. After that, I farmed with my father until his death, the last 40-odd years on my own dime. I am running for the Jervis School Board because I believe the student education could be greatly improved if the board would demand testing the students on the test books used, using tests written by the author of the textbook, published by the author of the textbook, also connected, graded, scored away from the school, and not tampered with by school personnel. The board should perform an annual performance audit, which would increase all budget committee understanding of the budget expenditures discussed during the budgeting process. Despite any other personal defects he may have, former board member Brent La Follette clearly has shown how helpful the VOAG courses are to graduating seniors of the school. Also needed are great improvements in the CTE courses, the domestic science courses, and the manual arts classes. It is obvious from what happened at March 17th Jervis School Board meeting that the school staff is desperately searching for a small school league so that the school's interclassic sports teams aren't so badly embarrassed. Really? Instead of looking for easier competition, why not improve the PE courses? At that meeting, it also became all too clear that improvement in elementary education is desperately needed. Only about 1/4 of all elementary and middle school students are ready for their assigned grade today. It is also very clear from that meeting that the teacher union leaders are demanding. This information furnished by Lenthal Kaup and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Continuing on page 21, Jervis School District Number 1, Director Position 1, Lorraine Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. Occupation, homemaker, at-home parent. Occupational background, insurance adjuster, bus driver. Educational background, Jervis High School, Trend Business College. Governmental experience, none. I am delighted to have the opportunity to participate in the democratic process and run for Position 1. I graduated from Jervis High School and have lived back in the district for 15 years. My husband and I raised 4 children who all graduated from public schools and now have 2 young ones in grades 1 and 2 at Jervis Elementary. I have been a parent volunteer in the public schools almost continually for 20 years. I believe it is everyone's responsibility to help make those schools a better place, if not for your own children or grandchildren, then for society as a whole. What happens in the public schools eventually affects all of us. The Jervis School District faces many challenges: declining enrollment, delayed maintenance of aging facilities, academic underachievement, and troubled leadership. This is a historic opportunity to change the leadership. All 5 positions are up for election. As a board member, I would prioritize good stewardship of the resources the taxpayers provide, maintaining our existing buildings before building new ones, prioritize funding to put classroom aides back in kindergarten and first grade classrooms, engaging parents in their children's education while respecting the parents' right to make decisions for their own children's education and welfare, encouraging the community to be involved in education by attending board meetings, being aware of district business and operations, and volunteering. I believe in giving children the best start possible in life. A big part of that is an excellent education, ensuring success in the earliest grades, especially early reading success, integrity and ethical behavior from our elected officials, honesty, transparency, and adherence to the law in the decision-making processes of the district. Please inform yourself and vote. I ask for your support this election. Thank you. This information furnished by Lorraine Martin and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.